We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
And we have two very special guests in the studio with us today, two four-legged friends, Cassie, and our little friend, Hallie, the purple dog at the Purple Dog Studio. And tell me what Hallie's doing, guys.
Snoring.
She sure is, but we're not going to wake her up, right? We're going to just let her sleep right through our show.
Right.
All right. Let's introduce ourselves. My name is Karen.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Catherine.
Hey, I'm Gwenny.
Here's a song we picked out to start our show today.
Do you know the story of Noah?
You can learn all about Noah and his family in our song.
Noah was a friend of God. He loved and did obey. The world was crumbling all around, but to Noah God did say, he said, take your family and build an ark. The earth will be covered with rain. The heavens will open for 40 days, but you will all be saved.
Noah, 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 and the ark.
All the animals climbed aboard, they walked in two by two. They were safe from harm because that Noah knew just what to do. And then it rained and it rained for 40 days, and all the land was gone. The tallest mountain disappeared, but Noah and the ark sailed on.
Noah, 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 Noah.
Shining again through the storm and safely home, God had taken them. And on that day when they found land, the sailing days were through. God made a promise to Noah and his family and sent him all a rainbow too. Never again.
Noah, Noah.
Happen if I turned all the lights off in here? Would you like that?
No,
not really.
What would be so bad about being in the dark, Carolyn?
You couldn't see and you would trip over stuff.
Okay. And Luke?
Well, I watch some scary movies and a lot of my friends at school think it's scary too, and I kind of think it's going to come.
Okay, so you don't know what's there. You maybe something scary that you think is there. Uh-huh. Anyone else? What's so bad about the dark? Catherine.
You feel like you're all alone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Becca, yeah.
Sometimes people just don't like it. It's kind of scary to them.
Okay, for all those reasons then, right? Well, God is the creator of light. God didn't leave us in a dark place, did he?
No.
God created light, and today we're going to learn all about light from his holy word. Let's start in the beginning.
In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, God created the heavens and earth.
On the fourth day, he created light.
God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from night.
And let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years.
And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth."
And it was so.
God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night.
He also made the stars.
God set them in expanse to the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness.
Do you remember when we studied Moses and the Exodus not so long ago? You remember that?
Yeah.
What did God give to the Israelites to help them travel by night? Do you remember?
Fire.
Fire. A pillar of fire, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right. And God lights our ways and shows us where to go through His Word. As we read the Bible, God teaches us and makes everything very clear. Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet."
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Says, "The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear?"
What does that verse mean to you, that He's our light and salvation?
The Lord is the light, and He is the way, and He will keep me safe, and I don't have to be afraid.
That's right. Okay. And Becca?
And salvation means that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
That's right. He saves us. And Jesus is our everlasting light, and we can read more about this in the book of John. Jesus said,
"I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness,
but will have the light of life."
Jesus is our light. He came into this world to make everything clear to us.
We will follow Him. Trust Him.
Obey Him.
He is the light of the world.
Jesus is the light of the world. Light of the world. Shine on the mountains, oh so high. Shine on the oceans, deep and wide.
Jesus said, "Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light."
He said, "Whoever lives by truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God."
When you decide to follow Jesus, you become a child of God. Paul wrote to the Ephesians,
"For you were once in darkness,
but now you are light in the Lord.
Live as children of light.
For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
And find out what pleases the Lord.
Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them."
Have nothing to do with deeds of darkness. What does that mean? First of all, what does darkness symbolize to you?
Like sin.
Sin, uh-huh.
Evil.
Okay, so have nothing to do with things that are evil. What does it mean to expose something? Uh-huh, Catherine.
Show it to someone.
Okay, so God's light makes everything clear to us, right? It guides us, and it lets the world see God's goodness, and it exposes things that are wrong.
We all have lights that will help light the world.
We want the world to see Jesus.
Let's pray. Dear Father, you created the sun and the moon and the stars. You gave our people a pillar of fire to lead them out of Egypt. And you sent Jesus, the light of the world. He is the everlasting light that makes everything clear. We will read your word to learn more. We will follow him and tell others about him. We want to shine for Jesus. In his name we pray, amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Are you interested in finding out more about our ministry?
You can visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Or you can give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
Or you can write to us, Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
We hope that you have learned that you don't have to live in darkness.
Jesus is there for you to light the way.
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world.
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness,
but will have the light of life." See you next time.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.